Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015. You have tuned in to another episode of Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Vine, or Instagram, bringing you the news that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and of course, what? I'm excited that you tuned in today. Why? Because this is going to be another great episode of Couch Conversation. If you've been following us on social media, you know that we're hype because we're counting down to our 300th episode. Yes! We've been in this to win this since 2011, and we are slowly approaching number 300, and we want to make sure that you're a part of it because the initial vision has always been to empower individuals to do more than they think that they can do, to improve their lives so they can live out loud, so they can live on purpose, so you can achieve your dreams, your goals, and your desires. It's all in your reach, but sometimes we forget that. Sometimes life happens, weighs us down, clouds our vision. Situations and circumstances arise, and people tell us all sorts of things, and for some reason we get off track, whatever the case may be. And so the show has always been set up as a supplement to whatever else you're receiving in your life. If you're the church person, it's supplemental to church. If you're at the mosque, it's supplemental to the mosque. If you're at the temple, it's supplemental to the temple. Not trying to replace whatever you have, just reminding you that you, the individual, have a very important position to play with your gift called life. And we want you to play it to the best of your ability, and we want you to just squeeze all the juice out of this gift called life so you are living with no regrets. And so for 5 years, we've been trying to instill that in people. We've changed the name of the show a couple of times. We've changed a couple of different things with the show. The premise, the foundation, has always been the same. You are important. You are worthy, you are worth love, you are worth affection, and you have to start demanding those things from yourself first in order for other people to respond accordingly. Then you have to set yourself up in power positions so that when the situations come your way and opportunity is knocking, you are in a position of availability and you are prepared for it. It's nothing worse than opportunity knocking and you're like, oh, man, I'm not even ready. I don't even have this compared to someone who is ready. And then you're like, opportunity passed me by. Well, we don't want that to happen ever, 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 ever again. We want to make sure that you are set up, that you yourself are empowered and equipped to handle whatever opportunity you're about to face. Because we believe that good things are coming your way. We believe the positive things are coming your way. And we believe that every individual has the right to go after the things that they want, the dreams, their desires, their goals, their ambitions, their calling. And you're equipped to handle it despite what magazines say, despite what media says, despite the fact that maybe there's not a national campaign to push you out of the comfort zone that you're in. Despite all of that, you're destined to succeed. There is success written all over you. You just have to step out. You have to decide, am I going to do it or am I not? Because there has to come a point in time when you decide, like, am I going to stand on my own two legs or am I just going to be dependent? And if you decide to be dependent, then you can't really complain. You lost all rights to complain about the situations that are going on around you because you're not an active participant in your own life. And so we are hoping that through the years we've made that known. And we're hoping that as you've listened to episode after episode, that we do have that continuous thread that goes through it. You are valuable. You are important. Your life is worth living. Despite every headache, heartache, tear-stained pillow, sleepless night, worried, weary, all of that, doesn't matter. What? Because the fact is, your feelings are going to be your feelings, but you are destined for greatness. And it's time for you to get up, dust yourself off, and start going after the things that you want in life. Start going after the things that you are designed for in life. You're not designed for low living. You are not designed to keep hanging out with chickens when you have wings. And we talk about this all the time. Yes, I'm country, so I'm going to make country analogies. When you go to a barn and you see the chickens. Chickens have their own little pens. The chickens don't fly. They don't fly far. They don't go up in the sky and soar. They don't weather storms. They're just content on the ground, pecking at each other, pecking at whatever's on the ground, sometimes fighting, sometimes arguing, going to lay their little eggs, do what they got to do, running from foxes and all sorts of other stuff. But they never use their wings to soar. And that's not you. You can't continue to live like you're a chicken. You're in the wrong flock right now. You are surrounded by the wrong things. If you are constantly on the ground pecking or begging or seeking or looking out for handouts or those situations, that's not what you were designed for. Your wings that you have were designed for you to soar. But in order for you to soar, you've got to start to flap. And that takes practice. And practice after practice, and of course you're going to stumble, and of course you may fall, and of course you're going to bump your head along the way. You're going to get some nice bruises and nicks along the way. But when that next storm comes, know that your wings, the situations you've been through, were designed to help you to soar, to rise above the current winds of turbulence, and to go above the storm, to go higher than you ever thought you could go, and just spread your wings out and let the wind take you. Ride the wind. Ride the storm out. Ride over top of those things that other people get caught up in. Ride over top of the stuff that was meant to bury you. Ride over top of the stuff that everybody and their mama was saying about you. That's who you used to be. But who you are now is not who you used to be. Today is a great day to start flapping those wings, to start building up your endurance, to start building up your resistance, to start building yourself back up, to do some reconstructive emotional surgery and reconstructive physical surgery, to start getting yourself in mental shape, to start getting yourself in physical shape, to start preparing you educationally for what's about to come down this pipeline. See, if you don't have a spirit of expectation, you're going to get exactly what you're expecting, nothing. But if you have a great spirit of expectation and you can see something better than the situation you're in now, then you need to start walking towards that better. You need to start making preparations for when you and better start to collide, that you are in a situation where you can receive it and accept it, and your mentality will be changed and transformed by it. Oftentimes, people who have this whole weight loss issue, when they lose tons and tons of weight, will still see themselves as the chubbier person, or as the fluffy friend, or as the fat friend, and they won't really see themselves as a new transformed person. Although the scale says, hey, you're lighter, although your clothes size has gone down, mentally, you look in the mirror and you still see the fluffy fat person. Mentally, that has to change. The same way that works with weight loss is the same way that works in every other aspect of transformation. You can't keep seeing yourself through great grandma Nim's lenses, saying, oh, you're nothing but this, you're that, you're just like your mama, you're just like your daddy. No, you are an individual, just as unique and divine as you want to be. And if you have a goal and a spirit of expectation, no label needs to stop you. Start flapping those wings. Start preparing yourself. Shake off that dust. You've seen it? You've seen, like ducks and stuff, when they get wet and then they come out the water, they do a little shake, shake, shake to get the extra water off of them. Start doing that emotionally. Shake that negativity off of you. And just because someone calls you something or refers to you by your past behavior does not make that your truth, does not make that your reality, unless you accept it as your truth and you accept it as your reality. It doesn't matter about any of that when you make up your mind, because a person with a made-up mind who's decided to make a change in their life and to be the difference that they want to see in the world, that person can't be stopped by the negativity, because they have accepted the fact that negativity will come. As eagles know storms come. Eagles understand all of that. But eagles also know that within me is the power to rise above. They know that when the clouds start getting dark and the wind starts picking up and leaves are changing over on trees, that it's time to go to higher ground. It's not time to bury your head. It's not time to tuck it in. It's not time to have the woe is me pity party. I'm just a chicken. I don't understand. It's not time for any of that. It's time to find higher ground and get yourself above the situation. But I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 40s. It's time for you to find some higher ground and get above the situation. But I've never been single. I don't know what it's going to be like to do it on my own. Millions of people do it every day. And because they can, you can too. If anyone can come out of a situation, you can too. If anyone has ever done it, you can too. And if anyone hasn't done it, then maybe it's time for you to be the trailblazer. At some point in time, you have to accept your divine position in life. Not everyone's meant to be a follower. At some point in time, somebody has to lead. And if you're quietly sitting down on your gifts and you're quietly sitting down on your talents and you're just quietly in the background all the time, but you're not comfortable there, that may mean that there's a leader on the inside of you that's waiting to break free, waiting for the opportunity. Develop those leadership gifts. Understand your position and play your position now, but know that there's a lesson and a higher position for you. Okay, cool. So this person's showing you how to do it. This person's showing you how not to do it. You're gathering this. This is how financial management works. This is how business management works. This is how human relations work. This is business ethics. Okay, you get all that information because when the seasons change, you need to make sure you're ready, you're in position. And so when it's time for a quality leader to arise out of this situation, you're like, oh, here I am. And when you're a true leader, most of the times you don't have to say anything at all. The people around you have already noticed the changes in you and are willing to follow you based upon the characteristic traits that you are displaying. Now, anytime you have to beat your chest and let everybody know and stand up and grandstand, I'm a leader. I'm a man. I'm the head. That's a sign of low self-esteem and lack of self-security. And it doesn't always make you a leader just because you call yourself a leader. But those who lead usually have people who follow. I'm just saying, that's usually how it works. And so even with all the stuff that's going on in your life, it's really time for one of the main things we've always said, self-examination. Seriously, have a conversation with yourself and figure out what's really going on in your life. Are you really where you want to be? Or are you at least on the right track to get there? Or are you still doing the same thing you was doing 10, 15 years ago? And it wasn't working then. You've been going through the motions, and it's not working now. At some point in time, you have to start investing in you. You have to start playing and betting on you. You are a winner. You are a success story. You are an overcomer. You are a victor, and it's all inside of you. But at some point in time, you have to say, the heck with what the people have said. I got to do this for me. Heck with everybody else's responsibilities on my plate. I got some of my responsibilities I need to handle. To heck with all this other stuff that's distracting me. I got to focus right now because if I focus today, my future will be better tomorrow. If I focus today, I'll be in a better position tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And after 21 days, you've made this a habit. And after it becomes a habit, it becomes a way of life. And if it's a way of life, then you are definitely a leader because you're making the necessary changes. You're doing what you have to do. So if that's study more, then that's what it is. If it's getting around a different group of birds and getting away from the chickens in your life who are okay with their low living, there are some people who don't want to soar. There are some people who are just content where they are and don't want anything else out of life. You're not one of those people, obviously. Look at your life. Look back. Oh, you weren't satisfied there. You weren't satisfied in that position. You weren't satisfied in that grade. You weren't satisfied with that grade. You weren't satisfied in that relationship. You weren't satisfied over here. Oh, well then, see where there's a lack of satisfaction constantly following you and surrounding you? That's a sign that you need to switch your position. Learn from the situation. Gather what you need to gather from it. Leave the rest. And let's keep it moving. You got some goals. You got some visions. You got some things in your life that need to come up out of you. It's some stuff you've got to burst up out of you. You've got to get up out of you. You've got to release from inside of you. And when you make that choice that, yes, I am important. Yes, I do matter. Yes, I'm going to take the first hour of every day to do something for me. Yes, I'm going to get up an hour earlier and be about business. Yes, I'm going to get up an hour earlier and be about this weight loss. Yes, I'm going to get up an hour earlier, be about this fitness. Yes, I'm going to get up an hour earlier and do this meal preparation. I can't continue to eat this way. I can't continue to live this way. So I'm going to make necessary changes so that I put myself in a power position because I got power moves to make. I can't continue to hang out with chickens. I got to go hang out on Wall Street. I got to go hang out in the library. I got to go hang out with people who are moving and shaking in the industry that I want to be in because I need to hang out with leaders and dreamers and achievers, not just talkers, not just people who sit on the block all day, who had dreams but gave up on them. I can't be around those people because those people will encourage me to give up on my dreams too, consciously or subconsciously. Either way it is, you are usually what you hang out with. You become who you associate with. And so if you're always talking about the people you're associated with or they're always talking about you, it's just a whole bunch of talk and there's very little action, but you're a person of action, something's not right in that situation. And when you do your self-evaluation, as you're looking at yourself in the mirror, as you're being real with yourself, as you're talking to yourself and with yourself, and you are really, you've turned off the music, you turned off the TV, you turned off the ring on your phone, and you're really having a one-on-one, you'll find out, like, whoa, I haven't dealt with that for my past. Well, maybe that's why nothing else can come into my future. Oh, I still have some emotional baggage. Oh, I'm still kind of emotionally down in this situation. Well, let me go ahead on and deal with that so that when the opportunity does come, I'm not held back by my emotions or undealt with issues from my childhood, unresolved stuff. Oh, I still have unforgiveness for someone who doesn't even know. Oh, I might want to deal with that before I try to move forward in life. And that's the thing about life we keep saying is that it's a bunch of cycles and circles and spirals. You're going to keep going round and round and round until you get that situation. I think it was last week we talked about the laundry cycle. There are certain stains that don't come out the first time you wash them, no matter how much the machine goes round and round and round, no matter how much soap and detergent you put in it. And sometimes you got to pre-treat and soak and rinse and apply this and apply that. And there are certain stains that are just stubborn. But if you're persistent about it, that you're willing to keep going through the cycle until it comes up off of you, you can get it up off of you. You can get it up out of you. You don't have to remain the same. There is a way to get different and to get better and to remove those things that are not meant to be a part of your life. And so you have to go through that cycle. You have to go through the hot water, and you have to go through the suds and the turbulent experiences to get some of that off of you until you get it right. And when you get it right in your life, that's when you'll be released to go to another level or another cycle. Until you get that right, and then you'll be released to go through another level or another cycle. And it's only going to get harder. So you guys will do all the basic training that you have to do physically, mentally, emotionally, socially now. Because this next level that you're going to, you're going to need all those skills. It's so sad when you see people who want high goals and high achievement and they're not ready for it. And they get it and they lose it. And it's a hard emotional blow. And it's a hard social blow, and they don't know how to handle it. So they try to hide it, or they try to self-medicate, and they put themselves in all these bad situations, trying not to deal with the fact that they weren't ready for the very thing that they asked for. And so when it arrives, they kind of wasted it and squandered it away. It's a sad state. And so always we've been like, look, get right on the level that you are now, so when elevation and promotion comes, you can only get better. But if you're not dealing with the emotional hurt, you're not dealing with your neglect issues, your abuse issues, excuse me, your codependency, you're not dealing with that, it won't get better. All that stuff that you swept under the carpet and the elephant in the room that you don't want to talk about, you're going to have to deal with that if you ever want to move forward. Yes, all of that is a part of it. Yes, the fact that you were abandoned as a child, that is a part of it. Yes, the fact that you always have an attitude is a part of it. It's a part of the reason you're not going any further. It's like a chain that's holding you back. But the thing about it is, it's like you're the elephant at the circus. You're being held down by a rope and a nail. You're an elephant, dude. You're a beast. You're allowing this little thing. It seems like it's something big. It seems like it's something great. But in reality, you're the elephant being held back by a rope and a nail. Like, for real? You're allowing a rope and a nail to hold you mentally? Mentally, you're being held by something so small and insignificant that you can really stomp it out at any point in time and have all the freedom that you need to move forward in life. But you're allowing yourself to be held back or held on to or distracted by something so small and so non-important in the big picture of your life. And for so long it's been holding you, you've just gotten used to it. Oh, I'm just going to walk with this limp because I never healed properly. What? Why not go to physical therapy or even have some surgery and see if that, go talk to a specialist and see if that can be corrected? The trauma that you went through in your early years, those relationship issues you had, go talk to somebody, a counselor, a therapist, a life coach, somebody. Get that up off of you so that you're not the elephant being held down by the small rope and a nail. That thing right there that was big when you were small, is small now that you're big, now that you're older, wiser, smarter. And you have to see it for what it is. It's just a rope and it's just a nail. You are bigger and more equipped to handle and nails now. So what do you need to do? You need to break free from that. And it may take a doctor, a specialist, psychiatrist, psychologist to help you with that. And there's nothing wrong with getting help. There is something wrong with walking around bleeding all the time. Just bleeding and got your blood on everything and out your side, your spleen's hanging out. Man, that's just how it is. That's just how I am. You understand? I don't understand that. When you have opportunities to change, when there are specialists around who are trained to help you deal with that and to know how to overcome that and to help that heal and mend. And sometimes you will have scars, and that's fine. That's a sign that you've lived through something. And sometimes it won't heal correctly all the time, and you may be a little disfigured, but you're still here. You're still alive. You have another day. Okay, let's do something positive. Let's do something great. Let's go out and live this gift called life with whatever tools we have left. Because you don't know how long you have. None of us came with an expiration date. And so the fact that you're alive, right there, that's motivation number one. The fact that you can dream big, that's motivation number two. Because if you can dream it, you can achieve it. But it takes you deciding, am I going to go after it? Am I going to stay held back? Am I going to go big? Or am I going to go home? Am I going to take a risk? Or am I just going to be here and contain myself? Excuse me, hold myself back, hold myself in. At any point in time, you can make this choice. Like, wow, everything that's been said for the past 290 episodes applies to me. Everything that's been said is meant to build me up. I'm going to listen to episode after episode till I get what it is for me, the stuff that's for me. I'm going to take it with me, and I'm going to make the necessary changes in my life. I'm going to put myself on a schedule. I'm going to learn how to discipline myself to get up early in the morning, handle personal business, then be about the business of whatever job or career field I'm in. Then I'm going to go and I'm going to handle some more de-stressing business because stress is a silent killer. I'm not going to be all work and no play because that's not good either. But I'm going to handle the business of me and I'm going to be successful enough to say, hey, I failed at that. I messed up here, but that was then and this is now. I'm going to start looking for a different set of people and birds to hang out with because I can't keep hanging around with angry birds and think I'm going to get happy results. I can't keep hanging around negativity and thinking positivity is going to find me. In the midst of all of that, I look just like everyone else. I'm going to be more selective of who I'm around at all points and times. But you understand, I grew up with him. I understand all of that. But I also understand that if you want more out of life, if you want the juice, like the real juice out of your life, there's going to have to come some squeezing and some twisting and some pressure that allows that juice to come out so that you can have the maximum, I guess, enjoyment and fulfillment out of this gift called life. Because there are plenty of people in the cemetery who wish they could, who wish they could have, would have, and should have, but didn't. There are plenty of people in nursing homes that will tell you a whole bunch of stories about what they could have done. Man, if I only had this, boy, back in the day, yeah, I was, And so you don't end up as one of those people buried with your dreams, buried with your desires, sitting around being a grumpy old person in the nursing home, being the honorary person in the hospital because you didn't do the very thing you were gifted to do. Why not start today? I don't know how. Google it. I don't know how. Go to a campus and find out how. Put yourself around somebody who knows how. And their way may not be the right way for you, but at least now you know there is a way. And if there is one way, then there's probably two. And if there's two ways, there's probably three. And if there's three ways, there's probably four. And one of those ways has got to work for you. If none of those ways work, then make a new way. Just get it done. Just do not die with your dream inside you. Just do not give up on life with your dream inside you. Just do not give up on life with so much passion inside of you. I'm reminded of this wonderful lady that I grew up with. And one day she got diagnosed with cancer. And she was so sad. And she was so depressed about that cancer. And so she quit living. Cancer did what it did. It multiplied and multiplied and multiplied inside of her body. And then one day she was like, you know what? I'm ready to fight this cancer. I'm ready to live. I don't want to die anymore. I'm ready to live. I'm ready to live. I'm excited about life again. I understand. I have a new lease on life. And 2 days later, she died. What? But wait, I thought she was getting better. I thought her outlook changed. Her situation was going to change. But what about all that time she used in between to have that pity party because she had a negative diagnosis? One negative diagnosis should not dictate how you live your remaining days. 3, 4, 5 months went by. She was depressed, desolate, withdrawn, which was not her norm, not her personality at all. It was a very hard, bitter pill for her to swallow, and she couldn't accept the fact that, you know what, things were going to be different, but it was not the end yet. She didn't accept that. And then when she finally got to the place of acceptance of that, then in a moment, in a twinkling, in a blink of an eye, it was over. Now, what if she had decided, you know what, these last whatever days I have left, I'm going to continue to live out loud. I'm going to live my last days like I live my other days. I'm going to continue to make a difference in the lives of others. I'm going to continue to be a beacon of sunshine in this hospital room. I'm going to be a beacon of sunshine back home. At some point, you're going to get a negative diagnosis. It is what it is. Oh, this is that. Oh, that is that. Oh, you're going to get a negative label. You're nothing but this. You're nothing but that. You have to decide, what are you going to do with that? You don't know how long you have. And at the end of the day, it wasn't even the cancer that caused her life to end. It was something totally different that was gone, that went on in her body. But it wasn't even the cancer that took her out. But because she had lost all that time there, the lasting thing that people are remembering was not all the years that she lived out loud. It was how she was preparing to die. I don't want you to be preparing to die. I want you to be preparing to live. I want you to take whatever time you've got left and live. Get up off that pity party and get out there and live. Make a difference in your life, in the lives of your family, in the lives of your community, in the lives of your neighborhood, and live. Go volunteer. Go be the difference that the world needs to see. Take all of your life experiences and pour it into somebody else. Pour it into a group of kids. Pour it into somebody that can make a difference and take the kite that you're flying and sail with it when you can no longer sail. Or take the boat that you're in and paddle to the shore while you're still out at sea. But they won't be able to do that if you don't tell them that, hey, I did it and you can do it too. Or look what I did with my life. You don't want to go this way. Whatever your life story is, if it's a do or a don't, it needs to be shared because somebody needs to know that they can overcome, but they will never know unless you tell the truth. And you can't start telling the truth to others before you start telling the truth to yourself, because you'll start to see yourself and other people, and you'll start to realize, like, whoa, I could have done it differently. Let me retract. But before you have to even get to that point of retraction, you have to get to a point where you're at acceptance. And again, I'll quote Steve Harvey all day. Steve says, or Mr. Harvey says, I am who I am, and I was who I was, and I'm okay with both of them. You are who you are. You did what you did. It's already done. Be okay with that, because you can't go back and change that. What you can do is change your now. At some point, you have to look at this now and be like, whoa, I see what got me to this point right here, and instead of indulging in some self-intoxicating behavior, what I will do is I will speak to my grandchildren. I will speak to my nephew. I will go make a difference at the community center. I will talk to other senior citizens. I will be that voice in the wilderness crying out, letting people know that there is another way, that just because it looks dim and looks dreary and looks all this way, that doesn't have to be your reality. Because I've been there, I've experienced some stuff. And when you take your life experiences and you're willing to pour into other people, the reciprocity? Yeah, the reciprocity that you will receive, like when that's flipped back and returned to you, is great. It's magnanimous, and it will help heal you so that you can go forward in life and continue to chase and get tame them and be in a position of being prepared when they come. See, that's what Couch Conversations is about. Yeah, you get comfortable with the truth. Yeah, you're sitting down and you're comfortable, or you're driving to work and you're comfortable. But there comes a point where you have to get uncomfortable now so that you can have a better and more comfortable future. I'm excited about everything and every show that we've done, because it's only foundation leading to something bigger, leading to something better. I'm glad you guys have joined us along the way. I'm your host, Rev J. Squeeze the juice out of your life today. Y'all have a great one. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you. May you walk out your destiny. Talk to you on Thursday as we continue our countdown. Have a good one. Bye-bye.